Welcome to another Gaslit podcast. I'm your host, Sean, and thank you very much indeed for listening. And when I checked today, being Sunday the 15th, the feed spot top 35 plumbing podcast in the UK, we was at number 9. So 10 last week, 9 to this week. So we're well and truly within the top 10. So thank you very much indeed for all you guys listening wherever you are in the world. So this week's episode, I'm going to tell you how to save some money on plumbing call-outs and plumbing disasters over the Christmas period. But first of all, here's my friend Sean to tell you a bit about the podcast. Thank you for listening to another Gaslit podcast, the show to help DIYers, new people into the industry, and those who are wanting to expand their knowledge. Each week, we'll pick a topic and go into details. And with special guests and listeners' questions answered, we will look forward to some of the conversations. So let's get back to the show. Right, thank you very much indeed, guys. So some tips really for your homeowners and your DIYers really this week. So how to avoid Christmas Day call-outs. Now, I've never actually done a Christmas Day call-out. I've had call-outs on Boxing Day and Christmas Eve, but I've never actually had one on Christmas Day. So I wouldn't even know how to sort of be reasonable on a pricing structure of what to do. I think some people use a 4x whatever their normal hourly rate is. They normally charge you by 4, sort of their rate card, as it were. That's the word I was looking for. I think about 4x is usually sort of double for out of hours, and then 4x for Christmas Day and New Year's Day. So just be careful on that one, guys. Certainly if you're calling out any of these national 0800 companies on their telephones, they are usually very, very expensive. We did have a lady that called us up. I think she was charged something like £1,800 or something for a call-out fee for a plumbing leak that the guy couldn't find, and he spent hours there looking for it. But they had this rate card, and it was this continuous hourly rate that kept clicking over and over and over. So that actually made, I think that made the local news, actually, that one as well. So, yeah, didn't actually find out who it was, but I think it was a 24-hour emergency call-out with a free phone number type company / agency that were doing it for them. So anyway, let's get back to how to avoid the Christmas Day call-outs. So a lot of the call-outs that we get around the Christmas period as a reactionary emergency / panic stations calls are normally fat down sinks. So we mustn't put fat down sinks, whether it be vegetable fat, animal fat, any sort of cooking fats and stuff like that. But we will get residues on cooking implements, so we can tip most of it away, but we will still have a little piece that still bits that residues and stuff that are on the in the pans and on the cutlery and stuff like that. So the way I do it, if I'm washing up at home, and now this isn't this isn't advice from Southern Water here, but washing up liquid is a degreaser. So what I'll tend to do, if I've got to wash out a plate with some grease on it from an old Chinese takeaway or something, I'll run the hot tap first. I'll get all the trap and all the waste pipe nice and warm. Then I'll put a little bit of washing up liquid down into the trap. That helps degrease and then lubricates it up. And then I'll wash out said item and then clean it and then let the hot tap run for a little while just afterwards, just to make sure it pushes it all away. I highly recommend that. I'm touching pens in the office here at the desk. I've never actually had a blocked waste pipe through fat and grease and stuff like that at my home, just by carrying out that really, really simple, just little bit of advice there. Keep it hot, because as soon as fat hits cold water, it congeals. So all the time it's you can see that when you're cooking, it's a liquid, and when you're certainly animal fats, is when they go cold, they go like gloopy and almost like a lard, almost go back to that sort of warm buttery sort of texture, and that can then hit other things and start just building up. But as soon as it hits water, it just starts congealing. So that's a little one for there for washing out the old baking trays and stuff. Another one is radiators. So if you get a radiator that you've got to start getting a leak. Now, radiators have two valves. So it all depends where it's leaking from. If it's leaking from the radiator itself or between the valves, so the little tails, as we call them, from the valve going in. So if you do have a leak on a radiator and you're struggling to manage it, let's just say over the Christmas period, you've got a valve each side, and I'd recommend getting those two turned off. So if you've got a thermostat mix, thermostat valve one side, TRV, you can turn that to zero. And on the other side, there'll be some sort of lock shield. You might have to take the top off and get a little spanner, normal right-handed thread, righty-tighty, lefty-loosey, and then just tighten it up all the way until it goes down. You haven't got to over-tighten these things. They're only sort of just with a tool, sort of not a lot of torque at all to turn them off. And then you may still carry on getting a few drips, which is absolutely fine because there's still a bit of pressure inside the radiator. And when that levels itself out, it'll find its own level and then it'll stop dripping until you can get it resolved. Another one we get called out to is toothpaste down sinks. Now, if you've got visitors that come into your home and they're staying over and they carry out their ritual, we've all been trained with the water companies to use a lot less water for environmental reasons and so on and so forth. But if we don't flush toothpaste away after we brush our teeth down the sink properly and wash it away, it goes rock hard. And that can go rock hard just in the plug bit or down inside the trap. And if it goes rock hard down inside the trap and you can't take the trap apart, that's it. You've got to throw it away and buy a new trap. It goes so hard. So run a little bit of water beforehand, get the excess toothpaste and the remnants of what you're spitting out. Get that gone, get that flushed and make sure it's gone away before you turn the tap off. Rock hard toothpaste. And if you do have any sort of leaks on your boilers at all, when on your heating system side, now on the boiler, so as we know, when things get hot, they expand. We spoke about water in the past. Water expands by 4% of boiling, but also metal expands. And so when you've got your metal in your boiler, your copper water pipes, your brass fittings, your valves, these all expand at slightly different rates. So if you do have a bit of a leak onto your heating system or onto your boiler, one of the little tips is turn down the flow temperature. Whether it's a dial or whether it's a digital display, have a look on in your manual or have a look on YouTube to find out your boiler and how you turn it down. And if you may turn it down 5, 6, 7 degrees on the flow temperature, you may find that will slow down because it's not getting as hot, it's not expanding as much as it did, and then starts to leak. So a lot of leaks, they'll happen when hot, but if you can cool them down a little bit, that may just see you through for a few more days to be able to get a call out at a reasonable cost. And if you do have guests staying over, and back a few years ago we had a bit of a thing with the water companies handing out these like bricks that went into your toilet system to reduce the amount of water we used as per flushing. So these were like a kitchen matchbox, kitchen box of matches, like two of them put together, that sort of thing, in like a bag. And it was like a piece of concrete, I think, in a plastic bag. And you put it in, it rose your water level up, you flushed it, and you physically, because that's taken up volume inside your system, you're actually physically using less water as a water reduction method. Now, if you do have guests coming over, obviously your family's habits of how much the paper they use when they're going to the toilet, everyone, you find your own little level. But if you do have these water saving methods in your toilet system and you can get to it, highly recommend. But you don't know what they do at their house, so you don't know what their toilet system flushing's like. So if they start using more, I don't want to go into any graphic details here, but they start using more paper, let's just say, down to the toilet bowl, what they'd usually use at home, if they've got an 8-litre flush and they come to yours and you've got a 4 or 5-litre flush because all the water saving techniques, now you've got toilets that ain't flushing on the first go. So, and then we can then start getting blockages and it starts building up because there's just too much mass going through that little 4-inch pipe all in one go. So if you do have anybody staying over with a different habits To your usual family, and you do have these water saving things. Now, if you've got a toilet system with which you can lift the top off, have a look inside. If there's anything other than the two plumbing features, which is the water in and the water out, if there's anything else, then that'll be a water saving device. If you've got any of that in there, maybe just for the Christmas period while they're staying over, just take it over, take it out. Put it into a bucket, dry it off, and then pop it back in after they've gone, just to avoid those disasters of toilets blocking up. And certainly if you've only got one toilet in the house and that one blocks up, I've had those calls before, and that is absolute panic station. You've got four or five adults in the house and one toilet. Oh, my God, yeah. It's massive dramas. Anyway, guys, so that's it for this podcast. So the next one, I'll record that, and that'll be for technically Christmas Day. So super looking forward to that one. I'm going to come out with some, I'm going to have a little bit of a different theme onto to the next podcast. But please take some of these points on board. We don't want any unnecessary call-outs, which could be avoided, certainly over the Christmas period, which could be expensive. Okay, guys, take care. Thank you very much indeed for listening. I'll carry on recording these and getting these out every Tuesday at 6 a.m. Take care. Have a fantastic week. If it's your last week at work, have a great one. Take care. Goodbye.